Since 1756, Kelly Holden's family has been farming a section of land that today sits next to U.S. 17 near the South Carolina border. The slender 65-year-old man with glasses and a Boston Marathon t-shirt climbs into his white Ford pickup truck. He's examining sections of the 250 acres where he grows tomatoes, cantaloupes, watermelons, pumpkins, and strawberries, among other produce.
You know what? Those squash are not as bad a shape as I thought they'd be in, these late ones. But the cantaloupes, you can go out there and pick them.
Yeah.
And just completely tasteless, so yeah. There's no point even picking them.
Holden measured, and 16 and a half inches of rain fell here in less than a week. That's about 4 months' worth.
The way this is fixed, there's a lot of runoff here. You can see this is pretty well drained here.
What was it like?
Mush. I mean, it was just pure mush. Today's the first day I've been able to put the tractors in.
He says it's a misconception that produce needs lots of rain.
Most vegetable farmers, you know, they don't talk a lot about it because people don't understand it, but that's the last thing they want is a lot of rain. They'd rather do like we do, put the amount of water the plant needs there. And you always produce a higher quality crop when you have that.
Tomatoes are his most profitable crop, bringing in about $10,000 per acre. Some of his tomatoes are pick-your-own. Two customers pass by in the back of a tractor. More than 30 years ago, Holden switched from farming tobacco to produce after Hurricane Diana devastated his crop. He's been through Hurricanes Hugo, Fran, Floyd, and Irene.
But this year it wasn't really that bad. You know, I'm thankful that we're not damaged any more than we are.
Holden says he doesn't do estimates. What's gone is gone, and what he can harvest, he will. He also does not have insurance or any interest in government assistance, which he says can take more than a year to receive.
I don't want any part of it. There's always too many strings attached with the bureaucracy of it, and I just don't take part in it.
Still, local and state officials are working to make aid available if farmers want it. Governor Pat McCrory visited Brunswick County earlier this week.
The dilemma we have from the latest report that I got is that we just got certain crops are just sitting in the fields rotting right now, and they can't get to the crops to pick them. And we're right at the prime season to pick them, and we've already heard from several farmers they've lost everything for the year.
After the initial survey, it seems cotton is among the hardest hit crops, a total loss in some areas. Sam Marshall is a horticulture agent with NC State University's Cooperative Extension. He's based in Brunswick County and explains the seeds inside cotton bolls are soft because of all the rain, and that's not good.
Because when you're threshing cotton, you need to pull the seeds away from the cotton because what you're after is the fluffy stuff. You don't want the seeds in the gin.
And if you can't do that, it's not harvestable. Marshall says in the days following the storm, this is a case-by-case determination. Some plants are not ready for harvest, and the extent of damage is not yet known. Take, for example, sweet potatoes, a root crop.
What happens is when you have a lot of rain, heavy rainfall, and it saturates that soil, and you follow that with warm, sunny weather, it heats the soil up. And in a sense, it steams the sweet potatoes and basically causes them to rot out.
He says farmers should know more about sweet potato crops in 2 weeks and the fate of local soybeans by early November. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.